Welcome to Speaking of Sex with the Pleasure Mechanics. I'm Charlotte.
I'm Chris.
And we are the Pleasure Mechanics. And in this podcast, we offer expert advice and practical strategies so you can experience more sexual pleasure. We use explicit language and nothing is taboo. You can submit a question to be answered on future episodes by going to the Ask Us Anything page at pleasuremechanics.com. Also at pleasuremechanics.com, you'll find our complete suite of 10 video guides on foreplay mastery and couples massage, all available as instant downloads and streaming video, so you can immediately access the skills to become a better lover and have the amazing sex you deserve. As a listener of this podcast, use the code SPEAKINGOFSEX for 20% off any of our videos.
On today's episode, we're going to be answering a listener's question about bisexuality. Charlotte's going to get us started by reading the question.
Angela writes, "Hey, Pleasure Mechanics, I've been loving your podcast and have learned a lot. Thank you."
You're welcome.
Here's my question. I'm 27 and in a 2-year relationship with a guy. I love him a lot and everything is good between us. Recently, though, I've been having some sexual dreams about being with another woman. I even fantasize about it sometimes while we're having sex. Does this mean I'm bisexual? Is fantasizing and not telling him wrong? I'm starting to feel guilty and I don't want it to ruin my relationship. Thanks, Angela.
Angela, thank you for writing in this question. And I think this is an important thing for us all to notice. The fact that you're starting to feel guilty means it's time to reach out, get some assistance, and clear this from your conscience, because maybe your boyfriend's starting to notice and his imagination is probably way worse than reality. So I think for all of us listeners, like, anytime you notice you're starting to feel guilty about something, then it's time for action. So thank you, Angela, for taking action. And hopefully today we can provide some insight that will alleviate your guilt and get you back on track in your amazing relationship. So the first thing we want to do is define bisexuality.
I think bisexuality is the desire to be in a relationship or have sexual contact with people of both sexes.
Right. And even as you say that, I'm laughing because, as we all know, that, you know, there's much more than just men and women on this earth. That kind of false binary of male and female is starting to really be broken down in public. There's been a lot more awareness around transgender individuals and intersex individuals. And, you know, even just the idea of categorizing humans by male and female and having that be our primary category for who we fall in love with is a little outdated, I think. You know, so Charlotte and I are both technically bisexuals, but we have both been in relationships with people of more than two genders, if you will. So we firsthand know that this can be a complicated issue, but what's really at the core of it is this idea of your desires versus your fantasy.
We feel like distinguishing the difference between fantasy and desire is a really essential key to understanding more about your authentic erotic life. And if you're a longtime listener of Speaking of Sex, you'll know this is something that we have spoken about on a variety of different topics, because it's something that is really blurred often in culture. So, a sexual fantasy lives in your erotic imagination alone. It doesn't necessarily ever have to come to fruition, whereas a desire is something that you really would like to make happen in your physical reality. And sometimes you have a fantasy that you then want to make into a desire, but often many people have fantasies that purely are going to stay as fantasy for all of your life. One of the fabulous things about fantasy is that it doesn't have to have any connection to your reality. This is where you can explore superhuman qualities. There can be no gravity. There's nothing. There's no limits to your bank account. You can really play with anything you can erotically imagine. Versus a desire where you might want to make something into reality. So part of what you're going to have to figure out, and only you can figure out, is if you're dreaming about being with women is something that wants to be a part of your ongoing fantasy life, in which case you have absolutely no need to feel guilty at all. we really believe that everybody is entitled to have their own fantasy life, their own erotic life that is solo and doesn't have to be shared. You can share it, and that can be an incredibly intimate act, but you don't need to, and thinking about other people is not bad or wrong.
Right. So I would really encourage you to spend some time and try to figure out if your interest in women is fantasy alone or if there is a desire for it. Because then you can start taking steps to make that desire part of your reality, or choose to just kind of tuck it in your back pocket, keep it safe, know that it's part of who you are as an erotic creature, but that you're choosing to focus on this one relationship for now. And I think this is a really interesting point. Like, you are in a relationship with one person, and our culture tells us that your one true love will be all fulfilling for you and will meet all of your needs. And I think that's a real myth that puts a lot of pressure on our relationships. Charlotte and I, we have both been with a lot of different kinds of people, and we are really aware in our relationship that our relationship can be amazing and super fulfilling for what it is, but there's no way that we can provide each other with the erotic energy of the billions of people on Earth. Your sexuality is going to be different depending on who you're with and who you're sharing it with. And for people who have bisexual desires, there's often this moment of realizing, like, I am choosing to be with this one person, and in that choice, I am saying no to other available opportunities and other possibilities. And this is true for everyone, whether you're bisexual or not, but it's kind of highlighted in the bisexual community because you are choosing to be with either a man or a woman, or a transgender guy, or a trans woman. And in that choice, you're saying yes to one person and no to all of the other humans on Earth, right?
Yeah, if you're making a choice like this, it's interesting to think about your fantasy life then becoming a space for your other desire for people of another gender. And this is something I've actually found very challenging. Chris is always like, you have total permission to fantasize about whatever you want. And I have had some morality with it of like, but I feel like if I'm with you, then I shouldn't be doing that. And I think this is a really common question, and I've had to like kind of undo those shoulds in myself. Because I think that we are so ingrained with this idea that then that's cheating, even if it's in your own mind. And so if you have some conflict around that, it's really okay to have conversations about it and to get clear with your boyfriend. Like, does he mind? I mean, he may fantasize about other people too. It's very common. And it can be really interesting to really dialogue about that so that you can clear up any concerns for yourself.
Right. So one of the books in the Pleasure Mechanics Library is called The Fantasy Method, and it's an interactive workbook looking at your sexual fantasies and how they inform your erotic desires and how to use your fantasy to get clear about your authentic sexual desires so you can have a more fulfilling sex life. I love this book. It's one I'm most proud of, available on our website. In this book, as I was doing research for it, we did a survey of our community, and of all the responses we got back, an overwhelming majority of people say that they do fantasize about people who are not their partner, and that a lot of these people do it while they're having sex with their partner. And then we asked them, do you mind if your partner fantasizes while having sex with you? And most people said no. So this was really interesting information, and it kind of sheds light on the fact that this is something maybe we're all doing a little bit and not willing to say out loud, but meanwhile your partner's doing it too. And so maybe you could have a conversation with your boyfriend and, you know, get vulnerable and share your sexual fantasies, and then say, you know, sometimes my mind wanders when we're together. Like, do you mind? How do you feel about that? And see what comes up and have a conversation, and then at least you're being honest and you can alleviate your guilt and you're really being clear with one another and communicating.
Can I jump in there? I would be more likely to start that communication by asking how they felt about the idea of people in relationships fantasizing about other people before jumping into saying you're fantasizing about somebody while you're having sex, and Right. Then lead into like, and how do you feel about, like, what would you
test the waters a bit?
Yeah, kind of be
more
general.
Listening to this amazing podcast and they were talking about fantasy, and here's what they said. What do you think?
Right. So make it more general before you. I think that it's the most vulnerable part of that disclosure is that you're thinking about someone else during sex. So lead up to that if you feel like the waters are clear.
And that's a great strategy when you're having any kind of vulnerable conversation about sex is start general, test it out, and then take it from there. And for you personally, I think a really good gauge of the morality of you fantasizing during sex with your partner, ask yourself this question. Are my fantasies deepening my experience of this sexual encounter and making it more pleasurable? Or am I using my fantasies to distract myself and take me away from something I don't really want to be doing? Because some of us use fantasy as a way of escaping our sexual reality, and that might be a clue that you need to work on your reality. But if you're just using it to enhance the experience and you still feel present and connected and intimate with your lover, then it's probably harmless and you're just using your mental capacity to enhance your arousal. And that's a delicious part of being human, so go for it.
And if you have any kind of uncertainty or if you're feeling guilty about fantasizing during sex, then just have that conversation and figure out what feels comfortable within your relationship with your partner. And then you can choose not to fantasize during sex, but allow yourself to have free rein on your own solo.
Remember, folks, guilt is toxic to your relationship. So if there's anything you're feeling guilty about, you need to address it sooner rather than later, or it will build up and it will sabotage a good thing you have going. Just keep that in mind.
Yeah, it just gets in the way.
Your partner's gonna notice. Like, if you have a good, loving partner who's paying attention to you, they will eventually notice that you're feeling guilty about something and withdrawing emotionally. And as I said before, their imagination may be way worse than the reality, and then they might start coming to conclusions and withdrawing from you, and it can be a downward spiral. So we applaud you, Angela, for reaching out, and folks, address things before they build up. I think it's also important to point out here that you are young, this is a 2-year relationship, you're not married yet, and you may be in a relationship with a woman someday. I don't know your relationship or how serious it is. If you sense that this guy might be the one that you're with for the rest of your life, then it's much more important that you talk about this and share more openly about who you are as an erotic being and that he gets to know you and that that is part of your deepening intimacy as you get more committed to each other. If this is a more casual relationship, then maybe in your next relationship you want to explore dating women, and that's a great way of finding out how deep your bisexuality runs. You know, go on a few dates with women, see how it feels. Are you interested in kissing them at the end of the date, or is it more of a friend zone? So if you do choose to share your fantasy with your boyfriend and he is not totally freaked out by it, then you might want to have a conversation about exploring your interest in women together. A lot of couples do this through having a threesome. And we were actually getting so many emails from couples who were interested in having a threesome, or one person wanted a threesome and the other person wasn't sure, or they were having threesomes and how to make it successful, that we ended up writing a whole book on it. And we just released it pretty recently, and it's called How to Have a Threesome. And our goal with the book is twofold. First, to help you determine if a threesome is right for you and your relationship. And if you do choose to have a threesome, how to make it hot and successful and no one feels left out, and it's a fabulous sexual experience for all of you. And writing this book was really interesting because I think a core question here is, how do we, in a monogamous, committed relationship, choose to open up to a one-time or an ongoing experience with a third person? Like, is that possible? Does that shift it out of monogamy? Because there is a whole polyamorous community that has open relationships and multiple relationships with more than one person at a time. But most of us are in committed relationships with one person. And what does that mean when you're starting to desire an experience with someone who is not that person? So you are not alone in this question, for sure. So if you are interested in a threesome, definitely grab a copy of that book, and it'll really help you have meaningful, important conversations with your lover that will leave you guys closer whether or not you ever choose to go ahead and have a threesome.
And remember, there are all sorts of steps along this spectrum, from fantasizing to having a full-out threesome. You can also explore sharing erotic energy with women by flirting. Or we know a number of people where the husband is totally fine with his wife making out with women, but not going any further. You know, there's a sort of, I mean, this is the thing with life. You get to create your own erotic life that is an expression of what you truly desire if you have the right kinds of conversations and understandings with your partner. So it's really first about figuring out what you want.
I do want to say, though, that one thing that upsets me is when husbands are okay with their wives being with other women because it doesn't really count as sex, but are super jealous and possessive of their wives being interested in other men. I think this is really condescending of lesbianism and of women's eroticism with one another, because this idea that it doesn't count and that it's just this like porn-like, playful girls making out and that there's nothing really to be worried about there is really far from the truth. Like, women can have really intense erotic energy together, and if you're going to open up your relationship to being with other people, you need to take that seriously and not undermine the potential power of being erotic with another woman. And you just want to look at that. Like, if he's really jealous of the idea of you flirting with a guy but is totally fine with women, then he might be not fully respecting your desire for women. So just think about that. It's something more to have a conversation about. But I just want to say to all those guys who are like, oh, women on women, that's hot, and as long as I can be a part of it. Like, that's this porn model of girl-on-girl action that really is for the male gaze. And that is not a true, authentic expression of female-on-female desire. So I just want to say that and be clear about that.
Yeah, I mean, it's a complicated issue because it is also fair to feel like less threatened by something that is different, that somebody desiring a man is then more challenging if you're a man. But I think there is also this piece that I think a lot of men think because there is no penis involved, it's not real sex.
Yeah, this is a whole other episode right altogether.
But
yeah,
so it's nuanced. But
which is interesting, though, because I think a lot of lesbians are more threatened by their girlfriend or wife's desire for a man than for another woman.
Right. But this is because we have a cultural conversation that heterosexual sex is more valued and valuable and real.
I guess it happens like wherever your insecurities lie.
Perhaps. Right, which is partly to do with difference.
Dun dun dun. Dun, dun. The plot thickens. But your question ultimately is a simple one. You're a woman in a relationship with man, having dreams and fantasies about being with a woman, and there might be some bisexuality that's waking up in you. You might have desire for what that experience of being with another woman is like. I don't blame you. It's fantastic.
Can I also just add there that also it could also like notice what your fantasies are really about, because it could also be that there are certain qualities that you imagine may be present in lesbian encounters, and some of those qualities you could possibly export if you can figure out what they are and explore with your boyfriend.
Right. In the book The Fantasy Method, we get really clear about what are the qualities of your fantasy that you want to make happen. So is it soft, tender kisses all over your body? Is it more cunnilingus? Is it being scratched and ravished by a really dominant woman? Like, what are the recurring themes that you can mine like gold and transform into your own erotic experience to have a more fulfilling sex life? That is the question we invite you to ask yourself.
And I would also just invite you to really notice what you're desiring, but also to really appreciate and notice what you're enjoying with your boyfriend. It sounds like that's really good. This is one of the conundrums about liking people of many different genders, is the sexuality that you experience with each of these kinds of people is often very different. So even though you're feeling desire for this other experience, don't let it distract you entirely from not appreciating what you have.
Amen. Beautiful.
Because sometimes we can get distracted by what we think we want. It can become more powerful than our current reality. So,
right. As I like to say, the grass isn't greener on the other side. It's greener where you water it. So, Angela, I hope that was helpful to you. Of course, if you have any follow-up questions, you can always be in touch with us. And any of you listeners out there, we love you all. And if you have anything you want to ask us, any issues you want addressed on future episodes of the podcast, or you just want free personalized sex advice, come on over to pleasuremechanics.com, hit the Ask Us Anything button at the top of the page, and we will get back to you. We believe you have the potential to have an amazing sex life, and we are here to guide you every step of the way.
And please make sure you never miss an episode by subscribing to this podcast on iTunes. And if you like what we're doing, please take a moment to leave a rating and a review of the show. That helps more people find this show, and you're doing your part at making the world a sexier place. For another dose of free weekly sex advice, please be sure to join our newsletter. Join in over at pleasuremechanics.com. As a listener of Speaking of Sex, use the code SPEAKINGOFSEX at checkout for 20% off any of our video guides over at pleasuremechanics.com. Grab your videos if you want to become a better lover and unlock way more sexual pleasure. I'm Charlotte.
I'm Chris.
We're the Pleasure Mechanics, wishing you a lifetime of pleasure.
Cheers. Cheers.